Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 31st. God changes hearts. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Proverbs 21:1. King Nebuchadnezzar was rich and powerful. He was king of Babylon, and his country had conquered many other nations in wars. He had many slaves, many soldiers, and many wise men to give him advice and answer his hard questions. But because of his greatness, King Nebuchadnezzar was proud. One day the king was walking in the palace. Looking around, he said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" A very humbling thing happened to Nebuchadnezzar that very hour. He lost his mind. He was driven away from the palace, and he lived like an animal, eating grass. His hair grew thick and shaggy, and his nails became as long as a bird's claws. After a time, Nebuchadnezzar's reason returned. He became a normal man again, but one thing about him was very different. His heart. At the end of Daniel 4, we find him praising God instead of himself. God had changed his heart from a proud one to a humble one. Is there someone you know who needs a heart change? Maybe one of your friends or loved ones needs to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Or maybe someone you know is living a proud and disobedient life. What's the best thing you can do for that person? Ask God to change that person's heart into a heart that loves and glorifies God. God can change anyone's heart for his own glory. God changes hearts that he might receive glory. Am I praying regularly for God to change the hearts of people I know? Have I ever asked God to change my heart to love and glorify him more? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 31st.